The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is 91.3 WHJE. Don't turn your dial. We've got a heck of a ball game so far. Carmel Greyhounds here now lead the Fishers Tigers. Again, this is the sectional. They're playing for the sectional championship, in fact, and they're also playing for their season to keep moving forward. Fishers has got 7. Carmel's got 14. High-scoring game already. Offenses are kind of rolling, except on that last drive now. We come to a fourth down with Fishers. They're going to give the ball back here to the Greyhounds. Very unproductive drive, and obviously we saw Connor Christensen walking off the field pretty disappointed in that one as well.
And already with a very impressive punt so far tonight, Josh Lloyd, number 2, the junior, is lined up to punt again away to Thomas Baldwin from his own 27-yard line. Lloyd is lined up at about his own 12, where he will field this one cleanly. This one up and away again. That one will bounce towards the 40-yard line, take a Carmel bounce at the 40, and roll back to about the 35-yard line now. Officially be spotted down at the 33. So the Carmel Greyhounds, with 11:46 remaining in the first half and a one-score lead, 14-7, will take over on the offensive side of the ball.
I think there's someone we got to highlight who's done a fantastic job this year. He doesn't get a lot of the spotlight. Kind of one of those undercover guys, but that's got to be the center, Nate Thompson, a junior. He's really done a good job of leading the team. Got a lot of talent as a young player and really can play almost any position when it comes to the offensive or the defensive line, in fact. But he has done a nice job of rallying that offensive line, that inexperienced young line, and saying, guys, we can do this. Let's go out there. Let's practice hard. Let's play hard. And they've done a marvelous job.
Three wide pistol formation for James. Two out to his left. Hand off to Shakir. Pascoe with some room up the middle. Pascoe with the stiff arm. He's going to be brought down at the 41-yard line, a yard short of the first down. So second and one on the way. But talking about Nate Thompson, this is something that you don't really notice until something goes wrong. But the center to quarterback exchange has not been an issue for the Carmel Greyhounds on any instances so far this year. Second and one for the Carmel Greyhounds. Three wide pistol formation for James. Pascoe remains in the backfield. James will keep this one himself in a little bit of trouble, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. And he's going to be wrestled down at the 40-yard line, losing a yard on the carry. So third and two on the way for the Carmel Greyhound offense. About 11 minutes remaining here in the first half. Carmel with the 14-7 lead, trying to extend this drive at their own 40-yard line. Had some decent field position to start this one out with on the first series of downs. They're faced with the third down. Four wide pistol formation. Look for Roberts in the slot off that right side. James takes the snap. Keeps this one out of pitch out to Roberts. He loses the football. It's on the ground. Still on his feet. He's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line. And there's a penalty flag right where that play was finished. But Austin Roberts, with the concentration, losing the football initially, is still able to take the carry enough for the first down.
And so that's the second time that the Greyhounds have given the ball up so far and have been able to recover again in the end zone there with Shakir Pascoe letting that one fall on the ground. Again, Thomas Baldwin able to jump on that one. And again, Austin Roberts cleaning up his own mistake.
That one will be a personal foul. Looks like that one came in a little late, so the Carmel Greyhounds will get an extra 15 yards. That was the penalty flag thrown in the area of Austin Roberts. So that one will be against Fishers. The Carmel Greyhounds will get some excellent field position as a result. 15 yards from the spot of the foul. That'll move them to about the 40-yard line of the Fishers Tigers, and we'll set up the first and 10 from there. 10:40 remaining in the first half. Carmel still remains leading 14-7 on their third drive of the evening. Looks like James will go under center for the first time tonight. We will see the flexbone formation. Two wide receivers set, one on each side. This is where Isaac James is really at his most dangerous position. He has three different options to use other than himself here, with Perkins, Roberts, and Pascoe all moving around in the backfield at different times.
Jesse, like you talked about, one thing that motion does as well is you got to think about it. Also, it's there to keep the defense on their toes. It's there to even draw them off sides, and you're going to see Chris Perkins run a lot of that fake there from the A-back position.
They move Roberts in motion. It's time Pascoe receives the carry up the middle. He stumbles to about the 36-yard line. A gain of four there, and Pascoe a little frustrated. Thought he could have had some more, but stumbling out of the gates. That'll bring up about a second and six from the Fishers 36-yard line. 10:17 remaining in the first half. Carmel Greyhounds leading 14-7. James goes back under center in the flexbone formation. They put Roberts in motion once again. He will keep this one. Left tackle. James has some room. He spins to about the 30-yard line. Will be close to the first down, depending on the spot. And the clock continues to run here. 9:55 remaining in the first half. And they're going to mark him down just short, so third and inches on the way.
And then you got to give some credit here to the defensive end, Joel Wilcox. Again, number nine. He's a junior, but he's got 24 solo tackles this year. He's wreaking a lot of havoc there in the backfield as well.
Under center, they put Roberts in motion once again. Pascal with the carry. He has enough for the first down, still on his feet. He'll be wrestled down at about the 27-yard line. And Shakir Pascal, the guy that we've been talking about so far this season, lifts his life 4 or 5 yards at a time, has really been doing a great job picking up the first downs when needed to.
And actually about 4.2 yards, but still, we talk about that. That's three runs right there, and you've got a first down. Three runs, two runs, all that kind of stuff. You keep moving the chains forward right here as we see Isaac James. He's got that pacing quick.
Perkins moving in motion this time, but he's going to have to go back and reset as James looks over towards the sideline. 9:17 remaining in the first half. The Carmel Greyhounds are leading 14-7, and they have a first down and 10. Roberts will receive the pitch over towards that left side, heads towards the sideline, puts the head down, and he is going to be brought down at about the 27. 9:09 remaining, and the clock will stop here in the first half. 14-7 again, your score for the Carmel Greyhounds, and they have the lead trying to move into the red zone. James looking back. Play clock has not started yet, waiting on the official whistle here, and it finally do get that. James will go back, four wide pistol formation, three out to his right. They put a man in motion. That's Roberts. He goes into the backfield, and this time James tries to hand that one up the middle. He's going nowhere. That one was Perkins. He'll be wrestled down at about the 30-yard line. So the first third down and long we've seen in a while for the Carmel Greyhounds. It will be a third and 13, and here comes John Lampe. So Lampe will come back and play the quarterback position for this third down and long situation. Play clock will start here. 8:44 remaining in the first half. 14-7. The Carmel Greyhounds do not want this drive to end quite yet. We'll have to move into the red zone in order to move the sticks. Four wide shotgun set for Lampe. They put Roberts in motion. He heads over towards that right side. Lampe, blitz coming, looks over towards the right side. That one's off the hands of Roberts off of the screen, and that will bring up a fourth down for the Carmel Greyhounds off the incompletion.
And see, Jesse, that's something that you got to keep in mind, too, is if you're bringing a quarterback off of the bench and he's only thrown one ball, which is an incompletion, his arm may not be as fresh as we think. And so it's tough to be able to put him in a position where he's got to be able to pass. And so now it looks like John Lampe was appealing over that sideline. He's done it so many times before. Bear in mind, folks, their fourth down percentage is better than the third down. But obviously, Kevin Wright is going to win that one and say, hey, John, you better come off the field here. It's a fourth and long. That would have been a stretch there. They are at the 30-yard line, but they're going to give this one here to Adam Kramer. Looks like he's coming out of punt formation. So maybe just trying to pin Fisher's back. And Adam Kramer's definitely a talented guy to do that.
They will punt this one away. Kramer kicks that one right into the end zone as that one will bounce and be a touchback. It's going to be a net of about 10 yards there on the punt for Kramer off the touchback. So the Fisher Tigers will take over at their own 20-yard line. 8:16 remaining in the first half for the Carmel Greyhounds, who have the lead 14-7.
And you know, Jesse, we talk about this quarterback doing the whole idea of bringing in John Lampe on third down, and it becomes predictable for a defense. You understand that Isaac James is going to be running the ball on first and second down. They run the ball 70% of the time on first and second down. And then even still, they're only 50-50 on third down. But when you bring John Lampe in, obviously he's a passing quarterback. It's easy for a defense to read.
Single back formation, a set for Connor Christensen. Three wide receivers. Blitz coming. He fires that one over, and that one was almost taken for a pick six by Zach Woods. But nonetheless, a very impressive pass breakup for him. That one was intended for John Williams off the right side. And Christensen really starting to show off the arm strength. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks, if they were trying to deliver that pass, that's 6 points for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Credit Joe Scott there. He's kind of playing. He's actually playing defensive end. And did a nice job of creating pressure there, forcing the bad throw. Christensen felt the pressure instead of really looking at that receiver and reading Zach Woods. Zach Woods was obviously creeping in on that pass and almost an interception, almost a pick six.
Jumped the route perfectly there. Christensen takes the snap, hands it off to the tailback off the right tackle. He's pushed back by a wall of Carmel Greyhounds, and Ryan Sindel's there, and Noah Burks as well to make that initial stop off the carry from Maurice Campbell. And just like that, a third down and long coming up for the Fishers Tigers. Looks to be about 8 yards out. 7:55 remaining here in the first half. The Carmel Greyhounds holding on to a 14-7 lead. And the Fishers Tigers have the ball. Christensen looking over towards that sideline. Still has plenty of time left on the play clock. 17 seconds and counting as they break the huddle. And Christensen looks to come back out in a shotgun-type set. Three-wide set, two out to his left from his own 22-yard line. Christensen takes the snap. Blitz coming from the Greyhounds off his blind side. That one's on the ground, and they're going to call that one incomplete. But the Carmel Greyhounds got to him just in the nick of time there. And Sam Story putting on a huge hit on the quarterback, Connor Christensen. And that's going to be a three and out for the Fishers Tigers, but averting disaster. As the ball flew out of the hands of Connor Christensen, look at this front seven for the Carmel Greyhounds. They came to play tonight.
And exactly, and those hits, those are also going to take miles off of your ball carrier. In that instance, you don't want those miles being taken off of Connor Christensen. But credit Christensen for staying in the pocket till the very last second there. Could have dipped out, could have taken the sack, but instead gave it his best effort.
And Lloyd almost fakes that one, but runs over towards that right side as Burks is coming with the heat. This one will be taken by Baldwin for the punt return. He's going to be wrestled down at about the 48-yard line. 7:18 remaining in the first half, and the Carmel Greyhound offense with a 7-point lead will have some excellent field position.
And Jesse, it's kind of easy to look at this game and really give a lot of the credit to the conference difference here. It's easy to go, well, the Greyhounds are playing in the mid-conference. They're playing really tough teams. They're seasoned. They're tough. And then you look at Fishers and you say, well, they're playing in the HCC. They've been playing cupcake ball games. They're able to just run the score up. But in reality, you're playing a very tough defense in the Grand. You got to give them credit.
Three wide pistol formation set for James. Pascal receives the handoff up the middle, and he's going to spin his way to the 40-yard line. Still on his feet, and the extra effort will get him all the way down to the Fishers 36. A gain of 14 there on first down. We'll move the chains for the Carmel Greyhounds. It's been quite a game so far here for Shakir Pascal and his entire rushing team for the Carmel Greyhounds. 152 yards on the ground. Approaching 7 minutes to play here in the first half. James takes the snap, hands that one off again, except he keeps this one. He's going to be brought down at about the line of scrimmage, so no gain there at the 37-yard line. 6:55 and counting in the first half. Carmel holding on to a 14-7 lead. James looking over towards that sideline for additional signaling. Pascal. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize for all these technical difficulties here. Again, John mentioned this earlier. We can't have a broadcast go without some sort of difficulty. But 21-7 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds with 5:04 remaining in the first half. And the Fishers Tigers are beginning to drive here at the 48-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds.
And again, difficulties are great for building perseverance right here. And the Fishers Tigers have faced a few difficulties so far, but they're starting to build a drive here a little bit. We're seeing Connor Christensen air the ball out. He's coming out here in the shotgun formation, and he's really starting to make some things happen.
He comes out in a three-wide shotgun set, two out to his right from the Carmel 48-yard line, right hash. He looks over, tries to fire that one in there. And a frozen rope pass. I don't know how he fit that one in there between three different receivers. A very impressive catch also by Simeon Foster, his first reception of the evening. And I'll bring up another first down for Fishers.
I think that's a perfect example of what Connor Christensen can do and what he offers as a quarterback. He steps up to the line of scrimmage. He gets under center, or he takes it from the shotgun. He knows where he's going with the ball. A lot of these quarterbacks take 5 or 6 seconds to scan the field, try to figure out who's open. But before the ball is even snapped, Christensen knows that he has thrown the ball to said receiver.
Same formation from the Carmel 37-yard line. Blitz coming this time. He's under pressure. He's going to race this one up the middle. He's going to be brought down from behind, and he fumbles the football, and it looks like the Carmel Greyhounds have jumped on top of it, and they have. Joey Scott knocks that one loose, and Ryan Sondels comes up with the fumble recovery.
And just like that, another testament to that Greyhound defense. And whenever it seems like the opponent begins to drive on the Greyhounds, someone on that defense steps up. And again, Ryan Sondels, one of the most important players on this defense as well. He has done such a nice job so far. Again, he has 39 tackles. And not only that, but he can just force a turnover. And I mean, talk about a guy, a senior leader. That's one right there, stepping up big, giving the ball back to his man, Isaac James.
Three wide pistol formation, two out to his right for James. James hands that one up the middle. Shakir Pascal has some open field, stiff arm. He's going to be brought down into Fisher's territory at the 49-yard line. And a gain of 14 yards on first down once again. Sounds a little redundant from me, but he keeps doing what he's been doing tonight. and they are in Fisher's territory with 4:12 remaining in the first half, leading 21-7. Cromwell Greyhounds trying to drive once again. Same formation set for James. James tries to go hard count, takes the snap, and he keeps this one. Left tackle dances around, finds the open hole, but he's going to be pushed back, and he's going to be leveled at about midfield. So second down and 11 coming up for the Cromwell Greyhounds.
And Jesse, this is where your defense has to step up. You have to start making big-time stops when it comes to the run. You can't let James run his offense. You got to put a stop on their drive so far. Again, 3:44 before half. You're going to want to put up 7 points going into halftime to make this a ball game.
James looking over towards that sideline. No sense of urgency right now for the Cromwell Greyhounds. Second down and 11 from midfield with 3:30 remaining in the first half. With the two-touchdown lead, they come back out. Same formation set for James. The handoff up the middle. Shakir Pascal, right tackle this time. He's going to push his way across the 45 to the 44-yard line, setting up a third and manageable. You see, maybe not the flashiest play in the world from Shakir Pascal, but gets the job done enough to make sure that his offense has a chance on this drive and this set of downs.
Give credit there to Tristan Fugate, again, the nose guard. He's done a nice job. 300 pounds, he's a senior, 6'3", big boy on that defensive line. He's done a pretty nice job so far tonight and really been that big player on defense.
Shotgun set, three wide, two out to his right for James. They put Becker in motion as the tight end. James takes the snap, running this one all the way off the left tackle, trying to break a couple tackles on his feet. He's going to be knocked forward a couple more yards, but that will not be enough for the first down as he's brought down at the 43. So decision time now for the Cromwell Greyhounds on a fourth down and four. Isaac James trying to appeal this one over towards that sideline. Let's wait and see what they have to say. Clock continues to dwindle away here in the first half, 2:24 and counting.
And again, that was Joel Wilcox, the defensive end, coming out there, making the initial stop, not allowing Isaac James to get that first down. But here is fourth down, folks.
From the pistol formation, they try to go hard count. James looks over towards the sideline, only has a few seconds left on the play clock. It looks like the Cromwell Greyhounds are going to take a timeout, trying to go hard count. It looks like the punting team is just about ready to jog out onto the field.
And so we've seen it before, Jesse, where that hard count is able to give the Greyhounds extra yards. We saw it on that third down. It was about a third down, and it looked like 12. And then with that offsides call, they're able to move it up, bring Isaac James back on the field. He's able to convert and bring up another first down. But in this situation, obviously trying to get those extra points without having to run a play, we're probably going to see that punt team come on the field.
Let's see with the Fishers Tigers. Looking like they're going to get the football back and possession before the end of the half. They're going to have about 2 minutes to go, two-minute drill. Let's see what Connor Christensen is going to be able to do in this passing game.
That's tough. You know, coming off, Connor Christensen fumbled that football. He can't be thinking about that right now on this sideline. He's got to be sitting there with his offensive coordinator. He's got to be talking things over. He's got to be able to know what he's going to do when he gets back on that field. You can't let that turnover and that mistake fester in your mind. You can't think about that. You have to be able to come back on the field. You have to be able to think and play like that quarterback that you know you are.
And in the last two games for the Cromwell Greyhounds, they have forced 7 turnovers against their opposing teams. So Adam Kramer, standing about his own 43-yard line, is set to punt this one away. Trying to avoid the touchback in this situation. Fields it cleanly. This one is up and away. Jayshon Harris calling for the fair catch. That one will be taken by Luke Parker and down inside the 10-yard line, exactly at the 10-yard line. So good job there by Adam Kramer, pinning them deep inside their own 20. Minute 55 remaining for Connor Christensen. Still plenty of time, and they do have all three timeouts. And another rule of high school rules, kind of going with the college-type atmosphere. The clock does stop with every first down for Fishers.
And it's been interesting to see, as we've been able to watch this season, Jesse, that a lot of these teams are at their best when they're running the two-minute drill. And I don't know why teams don't tap into this more and try to keep that going during the entire game, but I wouldn't be surprised here if we see Connor Christensen really push that ball and get some nice yards.
Four wide shotgun set for Christensen, two on each side. Blitz coming from Sonnels. He is forced to run this one up the middle, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 11-yard line, so Sonnels neutralizing that threat before it even started. Minute 44 and counting remaining in the first half, second down and 9 as Fishers is looking to dig into this 2-score lead from the Cromwell Greyhounds. No sense of urgency as they are huddling this one up. Christensen looking over towards the sideline. Clock continues to tick away, a minute 27 and counting, as Christensen just now breaks the huddle. from his own 11-yard line. They come out in a three-wide shotgun set. Two receivers out to his left with the tailback in the backfield. He's rolling out to his left. They're looking deep down the field. That one is going to be incomplete just wide of Jayshon Harris off the sideline. The clock will stop at a minute 9 and a third down and 9. And this would be a big conversion for the Fishers Tigers. You do not want to give the ball back to the Carmel Greyhounds in this situation.
This is something we also got to keep in mind, folks, that Connor Christensen, he's a fantastic quarterback. You know, we look at Maurice Campbell, he's a fantastic running back. Same with RV Allen. But receiving, really, their only go-to guys, Jayshon Harris. Although John Williams, Simeon Foster, and even RV Allen, Chase Buell, I can list off four or five guys. You're really only going to see them throw to Jayshon Harris.
Same formation set here for Christensen. They go handoff, surprising everybody. He's heading towards the sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds short of the 20-yard line, it appears, at about the 17. He does not have enough for the first down, and the clock stops at a minute 4. So a 3-and-out here by the Fishers Tigers, and with two timeouts left, John, if the Carmel Greyhounds do get the possession back, are you going to be more aggressive on the offensive side of the ball?
Of course. You've got to score as many points as you can in this first half. You've got to distance yourself from Fishers, make them play from behind. 28-7, I would take that any day over 21-7 with the old sportsmanship thing. And I don't think you got to worry about that right now this early in the game.
Lloyd fields it cleanly at his own 5-yard line. This one a spiraling punt at about the 45, bouncing away from the returnman. That's Baldwin. And that one will be downed at the Carmel 43-yard line. And let's see who comes out to play quarterback here. And most times we see Lampe come out in a two-minute drill situation, but with the way the rushing attack has been in this game, 206 yards in the first half to be exact. It's really up for anyone right now.
Well, and the way the Greyhounds have been rolling, you know, I'm really going to go ahead and eat some of my words here, but I am completely blown away. I thought we were going to have a much closer ball game than this. I thought it was going to be even 21-21 or 7-7. I did not think we were going to see this big of a spread on the scoreboard. I thought Fishers had more to them than this, but obviously I might be getting proven wrong.
Four wide shotgun set, three out to his left. James will take the snap. He's going to run this one up the middle himself. Giant Jans to the outside. He has some open space. He's away at the 30-yard line. Down the sideline at the 15. He's not going to be stopped into the end zone. And Isaac James, just like that, who needs a two-minute drill, takes it for himself on first down and 10. And a rushing touchdown makes it 27-7.
Well, who needs a two-minute drill, but also who needs a quarterback that can throw the ball? I mean, you've got a wide receiver that you've put into the quarterback spot. And look what he does for you. I know we hear this whole debate of, you know, but Isaac James is working the ball so well so far. The way he runs, I mean, think about it. You got Shakir Pascal, awesome. You've got Chris Perkins, awesome. You've got John Lampe, awesome. Austin Roberts, awesome. But you've got Isaac James. I mean, like, talk about that. Each one of those guys could do the same job that James has done. It's and obviously here we're going to see Kramer tack on the extra point. But to complete this thought, Jesse, each one of those guys I just listed, if you put them in this situation and they are the ones with the ball, they're going to come up big. I think if you throw that ball to Austin Roberts in that position, that scenario, he's going to catch it. If you let John Lampe throw that ball, he's going to throw it for a completed pass. I think you put any guy in that position, the talent here is deep, and I think it is fantastic.
And I'd also have to give credit to James on that one. That was completely improvising on that play. That was a designed pass play to go for the screen over to Austin Roberts, but they had him double-teamed all the way down the field. James recognizing that. They had three wide receivers, all of them, and the entire defense crashing over towards that left side to neutralize Roberts, and it was really just one-on-one, and Isaac James outran him all the way down the sideline. 42 seconds remaining in the first half, and the Carmel Greyhounds have opened up a huge lead here early on, 28-7. And, John, if you are the Fishers Tigers, are you going to be more aggressive this time with the football?
It's a tough call right there, Jesse. I think you got 42 seconds, but the way you're playing, you don't want to turn the ball over as well. So you almost have to be aggressively conservative in the sense that you can't be taking shots down the field. You can't be throwing into coverage like Christensen has done so far. You also got to hold on to the ball.
So with the 3-score lead, Adam Kramer kicks this one away from his own 40. A squib kick over towards the sideline, and they're going to take this one at the 25-yard line with some open space. He's going to be pushed out at about the 35-yard line. That was Rodriguez, one of the backup tailbacks, with the takeback there. A pretty decent little return. Some good field position. Christensen has shown he does have an arm. So from his own 36-yard line, they will break the huddle with 37 seconds remaining here in the first half and all three timeouts remaining. couple substitutions on the defensive side for the Carmel Greyhounds. Kendall Hune will check back in on that defensive line. Sean Stetson looking over there as well. Also looking at the likes of Nick Sinar. He's going to be one of the down linemen here in a 3-4 set. Christensen takes the snap. He's going to have to run this one up the middle. Has a lot of open space, so racing towards the sideline. At midfield, he's still going. He'll be pushed out of bounds at about the 46-yard line. So 29 seconds remaining here in the first half, and Christensen makes some space.
I think it goes back to you got to be smart as a quarterback, and Christensen coming off of that sideline now, making the smart decision. Could have thrown it into coverage. We've seen him do that before. Almost got picked off by Zach Woods on the right side of the field. Instead, keeps for himself and gets a nice game.
First down and 10 from the Carmel 46-yard line, lined up off that right hash. Three-wide shotgun set, two out to his left for Christensen. Has time to throw this time. Pocket collapsing, delivers a strike over to Jayshon Harris, who tries to go out of bounds, and they're going to give him that appeal as he goes out of bounds, and he will move the chains as well for another first down, and he'll be brought down at about the 34-yard line, maybe possibly the 35. So first down and 10 for the Fishers Tigers. Clock will start with the ball set, and it will. 22 seconds remaining here in the first half and counting for Christensen. Same formation. Looks like we might have our first timeout from Fishers. Not wanting to rush anything, realizing they have something and trying to cut, maybe make it a two-possession game before the end of the half. 16 seconds remaining, and what have you seen differently from Christensen on this drive than previous?
Well, I think he's playing smart. He's going back to his confidence. You know, when you watch him in film, you're going to notice that Christensen's a guy who always keeps his head up. He knows where he's going. He's constantly thinking. And when I look at Christensen, I honestly think of Tom Brady. You're not going to see a lot of facial expressions on him, but he's going to be moving that ball downfield. He's almost got that quiet strength to him that you see Tom Brady. Tom Brady almost walks down the field like, I know I'm good. Let me do my job. And I think you're going to see the same thing with Christensen. It's kind of like, you know what? I know I'm good. Let me do my job. And he's going to go out there. He's going to do his job. He's going to put all of turnovers and everything behind him. He's walking on the field. He's playing football. I really respect that. He's playing football.
And it would make a world of difference for the Fishers Tigers. Carmel will get the ball to start the second half, but to make it a two-possession game versus a three-possession game with only a handful of seconds remaining in the half, that would be instrumental and for a comeback here from the Fishers Tigers as Christensen jogs back out onto the field with 16 seconds remaining at the Carmel 34-yard line. Same formation, three-wide shotgun set, two out to his left, has time to throw, looking deep down the right side again. Reception made, trying to stay in bounds. He actually does stay in bounds, and the clock continues to run with the ball set after it stops here from the first down. 9 seconds remaining. And a great job there by John Williams on the reception for Fishers. Waiting for the ball set here. Let's see if we will get a timeout from Fishers. From the Carmel 22-yard line, Christensen looking over towards that sideline. Clock has stopped at 9 seconds. I'm trying to hurry into the huddle. Has 8 seconds to try to call this playoff on the play clock. Three-wide shotgun set this time, two out to his right. Christensen takes the snap under pressure, rolling out to his left. Has some room to run. Has to get to the sideline before the clock ticks away. He will have himself a first down at the 11-yard line and a second to work with. And this is within field goal range. You try to go for some more sure points. Are you taking a shot towards the end zone?
I think I'm going to take the sure points right here. You got to get some points before you go into halftime. I know Christensen would like to stay on the field. He'd like to take the shot, and you know, but that's a 7-0 right here. At least this is 3 points on the board. You're close enough, man, that this is a pretty good attempt here. We've seen a great kicker so far, and I think you're going to see him knock this one through. This is a smart call.
And Lloyd will be taking this one. Will be about a 30-yard attempt from the left hash. Wind slightly blowing in his face. The hold from Harris is good. The line drive kick is up, and it is no good, and that is how the first half is going to end. Carmel leading 28-7. And kind of a interesting take on this game. We expected a low-scoring one coming into it, but a lot of high-scoring power from the Carmel Greyhounds offense, and Isaac James has looked excellent.
Exactly. I think James has been the guy who's controlling the ball game, and I think he gives the ball off to Shakir Pascal. Shakir Pascal is the one who's getting 15 yards. But I think then there's another culprit, and that's got to be the offensive line. They've done such a nice job opening up holes, not just for Isaac James, not just for Shakir Paschal, but really this whole offense to be able to work and keep that fast pace going forward. So that's going to wrap it up for us for the first half. Again, folks, we'll be back for second half action. We're going to send it back to the station real quick. You're listening to 91.3 WHGA, the voice of the Greyhounds.